We're checking in today with Assistant City Clerk Joe Newton to get a rundown of this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Joe?
Doing well, Joe. How are you?
Doing okay. I know you sat in for the vacationing Clerk Crispo.
Oh, yes, well, absolutely. It was good. It was a busy license board hearing. So it was a couple items, but we have 8 items on there. And want me to just go through the items?
Yeah, if you could just tell us, first of all, who was at the meeting.
Sure. Well, at the meeting, we had the board, and we had the first group that was there was the New England Free Jacks. It was Alex Graylin who was representing them, and basically what was happening there is they were looking for a one-day liquor license for all their home games and their potential playoff matches, which is kind of funny since they've won the championship the last couple of years. I'm sure those playoff matches will be there.
Yes.
Those dates are going to be March 15th, April 6th, 12th, 22, May 4th, 10th, the 24th, and June 1st. And then the playoffs would be June 15th, 21st, and 22nd. But there were some other dates for the Women's Elite Rugby matches, and that was March 29th and April 19th. And then the last day was June 13th. It was an alumni event for the Boston Crusaders Drum Corps. And again, Alex Graylin was representing them, and it was a unanimous vote. So yeah, that passed, and that should have no problem going forward.
And those are all at the stadium?
All at the stadium, yep.
Very good.
Agenda 2 is the Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Road Race, and they were just up for their special permit for the annual race in House Neck. That would be benefiting Bill Dunn Jr. Memorial Scholarship. And this year's race is going to be June 28th. And again, that's an annual event, and that passed unanimously as well.
It starts at Pageant Field, I think?
I'm not sure on the start of that. All I know is I can't do that hill in the neck there. That is weird. I have friends who run it, and it's a great, great race. And I wish I was in a little better shape.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
Great cause, though. Great cause.
Great cause. The other one was for Clifford Marshall and Point Webster PTOs. They do their special use permit for their annual Family Fun Day, and that is going to be on May 31st, and that is from 9 to noon, and school committee woman Courtney Perdios was there representing the fun run, and that looks like a really great family event. There's so many things going on, not just the run, but they have they're gonna have vending tables, face painting, music, dancing, flag football, drills, basketball, it's quite an event. So it was great seeing her up explaining that, and it's that passed unanimously as well.
Is that right at Clifford Marshall, Joe?
Yes. Yep. That race would start at Point Webster for the race, but it's going to end at Clifford where all the events are at 200 Moody Street.
Very good.
It's going to start at Point Webster and run right down to Clifford Marshall.
Super.
Yeah, great event. The other one was from Break Rock Brewing for a special use permit for a one-day liquor license, and that's for the White Pine Market at Boston Harbor Studios. And that White Pine Market at Boston Harbor Studios is located at 260 Victory Road, Marina Bay. So that was for their event there. They're expecting some vendors and stuff. So it's again, one-day liquor license. That's going to be on March 1st, and that's from noon to 6 p.m.
Okay.
That passed as well unanimously. And then Best Buddies International, this is their annual bike challenge that goes from JFK Library to Hyannisport, and that's going to be on May 31st, and the riders are expected to go through Quincy between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., and that's pretty much, they start at JFK, and they come through Quincy Shore Drive, C Street to Southern Artery, and they go to Quincy Ave, and they just go right into Weymouth Landing, so it's pretty quick. There's a lot of, they have professional bikers, they have, celebrities, and it's a great cause, and that again passed unanimously.
Very good.
And then the other one was a common vic for the Quincy International Foods Inc., and that's at 527-529 Washington Street, and that was the proposed manager was Salim Maharmo, and his hours at 11 to 9 p.m. And we got an email and support from Councilor Richard Ash on that, and that passed unanimously as well.
Okay.
And 7 was a hearing regarding the request of MAA Parvati Corporation, and that's doing business as Welcome Market from Jay Patel, He's the manager, and he was looking for an off-premise retail package store wines and malt beverage license. And the property's new. It's a brand new building, and the it's about 2,400 square feet, and it's going to be a single store retail convenience store. So Council Devine came by, and he also spoke positive of it. So that did pass unanimously.
Willard Street, right?
Yes. Yes. Actually, it was sorry about this. Yeah, 279 Willard Street.
Okay.
And number eight, the last one was Bravo, and basically that's just it was a license transfer, and the gentleman came in there. All the people are staying there. It's the person who's taking license transfer has a ton of experience in it. So that's just going to be a transfer. But that's at Bravo Restaurant at 531 Washington Street, and the proposed manager is Nick Patel. And there was an attorney there, Kyle Vieira, who represented him, but that passed as well as unanimously.
Okay.
And then the only other thing, we had other business. September 2nd license board hearing is going to be moved to September 9th, and that is just for the possibility if there is a city preliminary election.
Yes.
And, yeah, that way we, the license board wouldn't have to make a last-minute change.
Gotcha. So, okay.
And that's about it, Joe, but it was a little busy. It was great.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And all unanimous.
Yes, everything. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Anytime, Joe. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.